you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We got a show for you. We're going to empower you this hour. That's what we like to do here, talk. We are going to be talking about the FDA. Yes. And it's overstepping Congress, and it's trampling your health freedoms. We're going to be talking about them, yes, and some other things. We do have our special guest tonight, Dr. Malcolm Hill. He's the author of God's Healthcare Plan. He's going to be joining us for the second half of the show, so he'll be with us shortly. And if you missed the interview I did last week, Thursday, with Shane Ellison, we'll soon have that up on the archive area, both on American Voice and the PowerHerbs.com website, so you'll be able to check that out and listen in there. So, and we got a quack report, yes we do, but before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, always looking out for our military in prayer. It's Memorial Day every day here on Herb Talk. So don't forget to hit the knees and ask God to put his hand of protection on our men and women in service. And while you're there, pray that God will save America, because America needs some saving. Because, you know, prayer from the righteous man beareth much. It does. So we got to make sure that we seek the Lord's face, and that means, you know, pray. Speak with him. That's what you do. That's right. So I definitely encourage all of you to do that. And you want to fight the good fight. You want to finish your course and keep the faith. And the only way you're going to do that is have a relationship with the big guy upstairs. So we need to pray for America that he heals this land. We need righteous men and women in positions of power. So let's make sure they step forward and we get to vote for them, okay? And that, without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. All right, guess what? The CTIA has released a survey on cell phone subscriptions. Yes, yes. Now, of course, you know, the jury's out on whether cell phones are not too healthy for you. But anyway, it shows that the number of wireless subscribers that are connecting now outnumbers the U.S. population. Yeah. The wireless rate has gone up almost 104%. And they think that the demand's going to continue to skyrocket about 50 times within the next 5 years. Wow. So everybody's connected via cell phones. What else we got in the Quack Report? Topeka, Kansas. This is interesting. They're out of money. So you know what they got to do? They got to stop prosecuting misdemeanors. Yeah. Can you believe it? The cash-strapped state, specifically Topeka, Kansas, has decided to stop prosecuting their misdemeanors, domestic violence cases, because they need to save money. Yeah, the city council announced just last week on the 4th that Suwanee County District Attorney's Office said they could no longer prosecute misdemeanors, including domestic violence cases, and may require them to repeal part of their city code that bans domestic battery. Uh-oh. Mayor Bill Bunton, he did tell the newspaper, the journalist there, that, you know, it doesn't mean that they don't take domestic violence seriously. Well, you know what? If you repeal the law and it's not on the books anymore, there's not going to be a case, and so no case, no prosecution. I mean, anybody can figure that out. Yeah. So, you know, if you're a female in that state or that city, I'd move. Alrighty. Chocolate lovers, they say, have fewer strokes, according to a new Swedish study that was in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. Yeah. They looked at more than 33,000 women that ate chocolate. And this is the dark chocolate, by the way. But this isn't a free pass to gorge yourself on chocolate, okay? It was interesting. Eating too much could actually be counterproductive for you. So if you consume it in moderation, because it is high in calories, fat, and sugar. So, but the dark chocolate contains more cocoa and less sugar than the milk chocolate. And nearly 800,000 people in the U.S., they suffer from stroke every year, and that means a sixth of them die or are disabled from the stroke. And for those, doctors recommend that if you have blood pressure, if you're on, they're going to recommend the medicine. They're going to actually tell you, you know, quit smoking, exercise, eat healthier. But you know, chocolate's not on their list of recommendations. The scientists speculate it's the flavonoids that are responsible for the benefit, the benefit impact of chocolate. So flavonoids have been known to cut high blood pressure and the risk for your stroke. So there you go. Chocolate, dark chocolate, in moderation. What else we got in the Quack Report? Vaccines are in the news. Bacterial vaccinations. I don't know if do you know how they grow them? They grow them in a petri dish. But the viral vaccinations, like your flu viruses, they require a live host. So what does live host actually mean? Well, originally vaccinations were contrived by using the infected matter from another human being, right? But trouble started once they were using animals, and started with Jonas Salk, you know, the you know who I'm talking about. Yeah, the smallpox guy. Yeah, his polio vaccine. He actually concocted his first vaccines included, you ready? The ingredients of minced up spinal cord from a 9-year-old child. Yeah, that was deceased. Water, blood, flies. Yeah, just throw in flies. Feces, human cell matter, and this mixture he injected into the brains of monkey, which, you know, either died instantly or they were immediately paralyzed. You know? So, you know, who sits there and says, okay, I need some spinal cord, I need some flies. You know, who thinks of this list? Okay, but undaunted, he plugged away. He eventually created his commercial version of the polio vaccine, developed in part, are you ready, from the feces of 3 healthy children in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm not kidding. Now, today's formulations don't contain feces, okay, but they still are derived from live hosts, including your cows, monkeys, pigs, chicken embryos, and even human diploid cells. So cell matter is extracted from these hosts combined with toxic chemicals like your thimerosal, which is mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, hydrochloride, and other substances as preservatives. Before they're injected into your blood. And the side effects, you know, obviously, you know, we speculate they're autism, diabetes, asthma, MS, sudden infant death syndrome, the list is long, cancer. So the viral cell matter presents a significant health risk due to dangerous animal viruses, your RNA and your DNA, that's injected right into you and changes your DNA. According to Dr. Carly, she said so on the show. This farm material can't be filtered out of the final preparation or the serum. And J.D. Rodwitz, author of Fear of the Invisible, says these viruses are produced from substrates of mashed up bird embryo, minced monkey kidneys, and infamous cloned human diploid cells, and they're scanned for a few known contaminants while the unknown contaminants remain unknown. Oh, we don't know what that is, but since we don't know what that is, oh well. I thought I wanted to let you know, flu vaccines are going to be rolling out. And last but not least, in the quack report, California, the insanity continues. Governor Jerry Brown, you may have heard, he signed that bill, AB 499, allowing 12-year-old children without the consent of their parents to be injected with the Gardasil vaccine. Yet, the same day, he signs a bill that says anybody under 18 can't use a tanning bed because they're worried about skin cancer. Okay. Inject the child with a cancer virus, but no tanning bed. How does that make sense? And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks. Thank you, Magical Engineer Frank. Well, we're going to talk about, the FDA oversteps Congress. We've talked about the proposed draft that the FDA has submitted regarding the dietary supplement industry guidelines, you know, requiring the NDI reports, right, for all product ingredients that are marketed after 1994. So the supplement industry, you know, these are new guidelines they're proposing. Now the nutraceutical market is weighing in on these proposed changes, and they're saying it's simply changing the landscape of the supplement industry. It's going to do more than that. Now, they recognize that if the proposal passes, it's going to have an expanded effect on supplements, namely availability, quality, and cost. So the Natural Products Association, not happy with the FDA's proposal, and they feel that they are abusing the intent of the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. And they want to limit the number of products in the marketplace. And I tend to agree with that. However, the plan is much worse, and it is to eliminate all organically based vitamin supplements. So the new dietary ingredient, or NDI proposal, is going to hamper and put out of business many supplement manufacturers, leaving the pharmaceutical companies to produce the synthetic supplements. And why do I say synthetic? Well, obviously, you know, the conclusion is that big pharma companies are very familiar and comfortable with producing petrochemical synthetic products. However, the FDA's NDI proposal exempts synthetic botanical formulas because the FDA considers them not dietary supplements. You see how this is working. So if they are not dietary ingredients, this only leaves one other category. Your vitamin supplements of the future will be drugs. So if supplement manufacturers don't operate like pharmaceutical companies, they simply won't operate. Get it? Now, I want to read you this this quote from Kara Welch. She's a PhD and the vice president of the Scientific Regulatory Affairs Natural Products Association. She says this, quote, "The draft guidance answers a lot of questions for the industry, but it also raises concerns about its overall impact. It could profoundly affect the ability of Americans to get the supplements they want and need," end of quote. She's totally on point there. Now, what's the purpose of all this? Well, the purpose behind the FDA's proposal was well stated by Kara, and here she is again. She says, quote, "The FDA is asking for much more from the industry than most companies can probably produce. So these requirements will reduce ingredients meeting the established grandfathered status to a regrettably small number." End of quote. So the FDA is actually trying, through this proposal, eliminate the dietary supplement competition for Big Pharma, their buddies. So this isn't about protecting your health at all. More people die from prescription drugs than from auto accidents, and without quality organic supplements, more people will die. So this manipulation of the supplement market will push manufacturers to adopt costly changes, and if their ingredients do not receive FDA approval, the only choice they will have is to convert their operations to produce synthetic supplements to avoid the new regulations. Now, your dietary supplements will be the equivalent of a synthetically fortified breakfast cereal, or, putting it another way, Flintstone vitamins. You all ready for that? You have until December 2nd now of this year to voice your concerns to the FDA on their proposed NDI guidelines for the dietary supplements. You do. You have time. They've extended the consumer feedback date. They did this. This is something FDA doesn't normally do. Now, they extended the deadline for consumer feedback on their NDI proposed guidelines to December 2nd. And if you like your supplements the way that they are, you can go to the FDA.gov website, so 3Ws.FDA.gov, and on their homepage, on the left side, under regulatory information, you'll want to click how to comment on proposed regulations. Now, once you go there, you want to go like halfway down the center of the page till you see comment online, and listed in that first sentence, you want to click on submit comments electronically. And this is going to take you to a site that is handling the feedback for the FDA. And you'll go to regulations.gov. And you're going to need to look for the proposal in order to comment on it. So if you don't see it listed there on that page, you can use their search box and type in new dietary ingredients, NDI, and the document's going to appear. Then, right across from that, you can click on a comment link that's associated with this document. So it's proposed regulation, and you can comment on it that way. And you know who we can thank for this extension of this deadline? We can thank several organizations which oppose the proposal, and they secured this extension of time for all of us. The National Products Association, the American Herbal Products Association, the Consumer Healthcare Products Association, the Council for Responsible Nutrition, and the United Natural Products Alliance. They are all against it, and they pushed the FDA because not enough people were hearing about this. It's not being mentioned in mainstream media. Now, we have 150 million consumers that are using dietary supplements every year. So your voices, when they're heard, will help protect everyone's health freedom. So don't wait another day to submit your feedback to the FDA. You got to act now, okay? So, yeah, and you are concerned because according to some new research from the International Food Information Council, Americans are concerned about their health in particular areas. Heart disease, 46% of you are concerned. Weight, obesity, 32%, and in the cancer, 22%. And then 1 in 5 Americans is also concerned about how they can accomplish healthy aging. You know, how can they, you know, go through their golden years as healthy as possible? 19% of Americans are concerned about that. Now, you are not going to find health in a pharmaceutical bottle or with synthetic vitamins. So the body doesn't know what to do with these chemicals, and they basically get stored in the fat cells. So those of you who look to your whole foods for health, you're going to be miles ahead of the other bunch that pop pills to stay healthy. So Americans are beginning to notice the direct effect of food and health, and they are identifying these specific foods as part of staying healthy. Fruits, vegetables, fish or fish oil, whole grains, herbs, and spices. Now, some also think that dairy is also part of this group, but if you've been listening to Herb Talk Live, you know that pasteurized dairy is bad for your health, especially your heart. You can go back to the archives and listen to the show. Now, more Americans are looking to beef up their diets with more calcium. 92% of you think you need more calcium. And vitamin D. Some of you, 90% of you say, I need more vitamin D. 87% say, I want more protein. 86% say, I need more B vitamin. And 85% say, I need more omega-3 fatty acids in my diet. 81% of you have turned to probiotics. And 79% of you say, I'm adding more fiber to my diet because I need to be more regular. Americans are looking for help with strengthening their bones, their heart, their digestive system, and their overall health. They are. They're looking for that. Your GMO and irradiated foods do not provide enough nutrition, so Americans turn to vitamin supplements to make up the shortfall. Unfortunately, if you don't make your voices heard to the FDA on the proposed dietary supplement regulations, you won't have a vitamin safety net to fall back on. Now, I want to read you a quote from John Gay, National Products Association. He's the CEO. He says this, we believe that current regulations, dietary supplement industry, are sufficient. The U.S. supplement industry has an excellent safety record, and burdensome new regulations are not needed, end of quote. Yeah, I agree with that. So there's a new bill in Congress. If you think the FDA's proposal is not enough, Senator Richard Durbin, the Democrat from Illinois, he submitted a very vaguely worded bill called the Dietary Supplement Labeling Act. If this bill is passed, it will snag the good dietary products with any fakes, like your energy drinks and products that are promoted as supplements but aren't. So the provision of this bill will direct the Department of Health and Human Services to create a list of ingredients and proprietary blends of ingredients that could, quote, cause potential serious adverse events. So there's really no definition in the documents which define could cause. And this is going to change all the rules governing your current dietary supplements, allowing government agencies other than the FDA to decide what you can have. So these two proposed regulations, Senator Durbin's bill and the FDA's new ingredient guidelines, directly attack the supplement industry, and this is not a coincidence. Your health is severely threatened here. Your health is under attack by the U.S. government. So don't wait another day to contact Senator Durbin and all your senators and let them know your concerns. So you know what, and while you're at it, you know, it's a good idea with the dietary supplement industry, you know, will it survive this attack? Well, it's up to you. It's up to all of us. Now, it will if enough people stand up to government and say no more regulations. But evil doesn't take a vacation, and we have to be vigilant. So do your due diligence and contact these responsible parties that are trying to steal your health freedoms from you. And in the meantime, stocking up on your quality organic supplements with a long shelf life is smart. It is. Apothecary Herbs makes herbal liquids. They have a 10-year shelf life. Powdered mixes, 5-year shelf life. They even offer a year supply package. So if you are one of the 150 million wanting to improve your bone, heart, digestion, and overall health, then give Apothecary Herbs a call and ask for a free product catalog. Also look for their bowel cleansing kit, their heart cholesterol formula, calcium formula, digestion kit, and the Body Foundation food mix. These products are going to take care of 100% of the health problems listed that we just talked about in the International Food Information Council research. Now's the time. You can age gracefully. Immune boosting is also their, that's their specialty, and a full range line of formulas there. So give them a call. Toll-free number 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 803-746-0219. And, of course, their website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your health care options just became endless. You can even download a PDF version of the catalog off their website. It's free. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Call them toll-free, 866-229-3663. We got to take a break, but we're going to be talking with Dr. Malcolm Hill on the other side. We'll be right back. Suddenly the day turns into night. Far away from the city. But don't, oh no, hesitate.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Does the cost and risk of conventional healthcare concern you? Wouldn't you prefer inexpensive solutions to health problems rather than disease management? If so, tune into Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson every Tuesday and Thursday evening, 7 p.m. on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
On Herb Talk Live, I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we have our wellness educator, our expert, Dr. Malcolm Hill. He is the author of God's Healthcare Plan. Now, Malcolm holds a doctorate in chiropractic medicine. He is a holistic chiropractor, but his doctorate's from the University, Life University, and he practices at the Neck and Back Pain Chiropractic Clinic in Riverdale, Georgia. And Dr. Hill's professional objective is to serve and educate people about health through teaching of God's Word. And he's also, like I said, the author of this brand new release book, God's Healthcare Plan. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hill. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Oh, awesome. I got a little sampling. Laura, marketing, guru, she sent me a little sample of your book, and it looks very intriguing, and just newly released in September, I understand.
That's correct.
Okay, so everybody can run out to their bookstores or get on Amazon and get your book. It'd be a great holiday gift.
You can get it right now through Amazon.com as well as my website, which is healingministriespublishing.com.
Awesome. Okay, you can get it right there. That's wonderful. Yeah, it'll be a great gift for this holiday season, won't it?
Yes, it will. You know, it's time that people really recognize that the healthcare system of today is really a business. And like any business, it's driven by profit. You know, you have what I call the world's healthcare system versus God's healthcare system. And the world's healthcare system consists of pharmaceutical companies, doctors, medical schools, and they all pretty much focus on the treatment of diseases rather than prevention. And they're really not trying to cure diseases, although they tell you that they are, but it's mainly driven through profit or money.
Well, generally, Dr. Hill, it's really a disease management system.
Correct.
They want to manage your disease. And, you know, and I often want to hear them say they're going to treat your disease. You know what? I get this mental picture that they're going to give your disease a big lollipop, you know?
That's correct. And, you know, when you're treating diseases, that means that you got to take a medicine for the rest of your life, which means you have to put money up now for the rest of your life in order to buy this medicine. You know, if I tell my patients, if you go to most doctors and ask them, can they high blood pressure, can they high blood cholesterol, can they diabetes or arthritis be cured, they're going to tell you no, but it can be treated. And telling you that it can be treated is a way that the world's healthcare system pretty much keeps their hands in your pocket through giving you medicines and drugs.
Well, yeah, it's not a cure. It's a crutch.
It's a crutch, correct.
What it is. And so they're just going to make you as comfortable as they can while you survive with your disease. So your disease is your roommate.
Correct. And at the same time, it's also taking money out of your pocket. You know, it's sad, but many of my patients have to decide between grocery or buying some drugs. I once had a patient who was on 25 drugs. I counted them, 25 different drugs. And pretty much most of them were to control side effects of other drugs that that she was taking. And, you know, I tried to tell her that these drugs are really not helping you. You've been on these drugs for years. But, you know, when they are... when they have been programmed in that system for so long, and this lady, she was in her 60s, you know, it's just a hard sell sometimes to get the people to go to an easier way, which I call God's health care plan.
Well, God's health care plan is less burdensome, it's easier, but like your patient you just mentioned, once they're in that quagmire, it's much easier for them to pop a pill
Right. Rather
than to work at getting their health back the natural way. And I call the white coat medicine a lazy man's medicine. But of course, as you've pointed out in your book, God's Health Care Plan, medicine, modern medicine, allopathic medicine does have its place, you know, triage, emergency surgery, like you pointed out.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in a car accident, I hope you're never in a car accident, Dr. Hill, but if you look like Humpty Dumpty, you want a surgeon, right?
You know, that's so true. If you're in a bad auto accident, you know, you have a knife wound, you have a gunshot wound, you know, even if you've been bit by a poisonous snake or maybe a spider, you know, the emergency room is the best place for you to go. You know, I always say that they are really the best doctors because when patients are coming in, you know, they don't know what the patient has went through or how they got traumatized. I've seen people go in the emergency rooms with, you know, knives still in their stomach or gunshot wounds. So to me, they are the greatest doctors because they're saving lives every day through the emergency room. But besides that, when you're going through what I call lifestyle diseases,
yes,
such as the cancers, the high blood pressures, the diabetes, and so forth, those diseases can be cured pretty much through eating the way God originally intended and also living a healthy lifestyle. That healthy lifestyle is getting plenty of exercise, sunlight, breathing fresh outdoor air, getting plenty of rest and sleep. But for many, this is so simple. You know, they're looking for the answer in a drug, and the plan is so simple that it's unbelievable to them.
Well, yeah, they're wanting some sort of scientific gobbledygook explanation where yeah, like you said, it's insanely simple. You
right.
know, God's way is not supposed to be a burden, and it's not. But you do point out in your book. Well, what you were just mentioning is, you know, that preventable health care is where modern medicine falls very short. The emergency triage is where they're very beneficial. But we self-medicate every day, don't we, Dr. Hill, with our food?
You know, we do. And the food, the health, let's put it like this, the healthy foods that you should eat provides pretty much all the medicine that you need. You know, you can get all the protein, you can get the vitamin D from sunlight. You can get the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients, all that you need from pretty much earth-grown foods or foods, you know, that God originally intended for us to eat. But unfortunately, many people do not eat these foods. You know, studies show that about 35% of Americans eat vegetables. 15% eat fruits. Majority of Americans are eating, you know, the fast foods, the refined processed foods like the white breads and the white rice and the white sugars. They're eating the sweets, the candies, cakes, and pies. They're eating the meats and dairy products. And when a majority of your diet is based upon these unhealthy foods, you know, they're going to lead to the diseases that, you know, we as Americans suffer with. And when you do not go to the earth for your medicine, you're going to get treated with drugs from, you know, your doctors. And the cycle just keeps on repeating itself. You grow up eating the wrong foods. Then they're going to give you drugs. The drugs don't work. Eventually, you're going to have some surgeries. You know, if you have some heart diseases, you may have to have stents or bypass surgeries. If you have diabetes, they're going to eventually amputate, you know, some arms and legs or toes and fingers.
Right.
So the cycle just goes on and on until eventually the world's healthcare system just can't do anything for you. And you're placed, you know, maybe in a hospice or a nursing home, and they're telling you that, you know, you have cancer, there's nothing else they can do for you, your diabetes, nothing else they can do for you, so they just send you to die. So prevention is going to have to be the goal of people from now on. And through preventing these diseases, you're going to prevent them through eating the herbs, the vitamins, the minerals, the nutrients that God intended for us to eat through the foods that grow from the earth.
Well, you're absolutely correct, Dr. Hill. You know, and I call that open heart surgery the zipper, because, you know, if you have a bypass, it's not the only time they're going to be in there.
No.
You know, because they got to do it, they got to redo it every, what, 10 years, I think?
That's correct, and that's because they never focus on the cause of why you
right.
had the heart attack. You know, that cholesterol closes up the arteries, so they're going to cut through the chest. They're going to do some bypass surgeries, but the doctor never says, well, the reason you had this heart attack or you have this high cholesterol is because of your eating habits, the meats, the dairy products, that leaves cholesterol in the arteries and it clogs up the arteries causing a heart attack. So they go ahead and do the bypass surgery, and it may take 2-3 years. You're going to continue to eat the cause of the disease, which is the meats and dairy products, and eventually you're going to have more bypasses because you probably had another heart attack.
Well, and besides that, Dr. Hill, I used to work in healthcare before I do what I do now, and saw a lot of things. And but when they take the replacement veins, arteries from the legs,
mm-hmm.
and they put it up near the heart, see those are not as hardy as the original pieces of equipment near the heart, which were designed to take the pressure from the pump.
That's
so they wear
right.
out faster, and besides the diet, so they need to be replaced more frequently.
Right.
So, but, you know, I want to mention this to you. I came across this China Health Project, Dr. Hill, and they were looking at 65 most rural and semi-rural counties in this Chinese province. And they were looking at people who were largely vegetarian and those who weren't, who were eating more animal protein in their diet. And they tested their blood cholesterol levels. They did all this stuff. And they found that the vegans, the people that didn't eat a lot of animal foods, their blood and cholesterol levels were significantly lower. Their heart disease and cancer, obesity, diabetes, osteoporosis were all uncommon to them. And the China Health Project was clearly, it's really a great report. It demonstrated the health benefits of your diet, eating more plant foods. So, and I think you pretty much promote that in your book, God's Healthcare Plan.
Yes, it's called a China study. And the guy studied at Cornell University, Dr. T. Colin Campbell is actually his name. And he did the study in China. And another interesting story to that is he would have lab rats where he would feed the rats protein and other rats more of the vegetarian diet. And the more protein that he fed the rats, the more they would become cancerous. So he actually figured out a way that he could turn on the cancer and turn off the cancer. And every time that the rats was fed more protein, the cancer turned on.
I'd like to see, Dr. Hill, I'd like to see if anybody did any kind of correlation studies on the Atkins diet, which I hear was mostly protein.
Yes, yes. Well, T. Colin Campbell definitely doesn't agree with the Atkins diet because, you know, pretty much if you're on that diet, then you're headed towards what we talked about earlier, the heart attacks, the cancer, the obesity. But definitely if I don't know if there's any studies out there on that particular diet, but if it was, I'm pretty sure the true studies would show that if you're on that diet, diseases will develop in the body. And the reason I say true studies is because you know that there are some phony studies published out there.
Oh, yeah.
And we have heard great things on the Atkins diet.
Right.
But, you know, chances are those studies were phony.
Well, diets don't work anyway. It's lifestyle that works. So.
Correct.
In your book, you educate people. So if someone out there now listening says, you know, gosh, I need to probably, you know, switch the way I eat. So if somebody wanted to, you know, get protein but didn't want to use the animal meats, how would you recommend they get that?
You know, you get all the protein that you need on a vegetarian diet. You get protein from nuts, vegetables. Seeds, whole grains. These foods provide all the protein that you need. You know, only in America do you see people talking about protein deficient, being protein deficient, but you never see Americans have a protein deficient disease. There are two protein deficient diseases. It's called marasma and kwashiorkor. Now, you will find these two diseases in people in Africa where starvation may occur. This is the only time a person will become protein deficient, when there's starvation. America and the world's healthcare system does focus on protein and becoming protein deficient, but the diseases that we suffer with come from excess, not deficiency. Obesity comes from eating too much of the wrong foods. High blood pressure comes from eating too much of the wrong foods. Diabetes, cancer, all these diseases come from eating too much of the wrong foods. You will not find Americans protein deficient. But however, the world's healthcare system has put that fear out that if you become a vegetarian, you won't get enough protein, and that's not the truth.
Well, so what do you tell people who say, well, you know, my body craves meat? What would you say to them?
Well, you know, meat is just like a drug. And when you start using a drug for long periods of time, when you wean yourself off of it, you're going to crave it because you're addicted to it. So, and that is true, as you start to eliminate meats out of your diet, your body will crave that meat that you've been used to eating down through the years.
Well, I totally agree with you. So another concern, I hear this a lot from people that, you know, think about going vegetarian because so many of us have been brainwashed about, you know, calcium coming from dairy products. I mean, we got you know, actors walking around with milk mustaches on, okay?
That's correct.
So what would you say to somebody who says, well, how am I supposed to get my calcium, Dr. Hill?
Again, you get all the calcium that you need through your fruits, your vegetables, your earth-grown foods. Contains all the calcium we need. You know, we other animals that are vegetarians, they don't worry about their protein. They don't worry about their calcium. They just eat what the earth provides. And they're healthy. They don't have the heart attacks, cancers, and strokes as us humans do.
Yeah, I mean, that cow is awfully big, and he doesn't have
calcium
deficiency, does he?
The cows, the elephants, the horses, you know, and the vegetarian animals, speaking of protein, because we think protein makes us strong, you know, the vegetarian animals are the strongest. We use horses for endurance. We race horses. Back in the early 1900s, you know, horses was used to plow the fields. We don't use the lion, the protein eater, for strength and endurance. I mean, he sleeps 20 hours out of the 24 hours in a day because that meat takes all his energy away.
Yeah, tell me about it. I got a lazy Labrador. That's all he does, eat, sleep,
yeah, the
and
dogs
yum.
And the cats. All of me is all they want to do is sleep, and humans are the same. When a majority of our diet consists of meats, we're going to be lazy. We're not going to have as much energy. So now we have to drink the energy drinks and the coffee with the caffeine to stimulate us, whereas if we ate earth-grown foods, more of a vegetarian diet, and I'm not saying become a total vegetarian, but if a majority of your diet would be plant-based, you wouldn't have this lack of energy. And if I could detail on calcium a little bit, we know the dairy industry tells us that the best source of calcium is cow's milk. Well, true studies show that when you drink cow's milk, it has a lot of protein in it. It turns the bloodstream acidic. The body now has to take calcium out of your bones and put it in the bloodstream to neutralize that acidity in your bloodstream. And as you continue to do that, along with eating the meats, that's going to leach calcium out of your bones for periods of years, and eventually that causes osteoporosis.
And besides that, Dr. Hill, good point, but besides that, you know, they keep telling you that if you're too acidic, you know, you open yourself up to a cancer risk.
The diseases, that's correct.
Yeah. So, well, that's awesome, you know, because basically two parts calcium, one part boron and magnesium is a perfect balance that you find in your fruits and vegetables to get your calcium. And I've also read reports by cardiologists that said dairy products is very bad for your heart. So,
you know, in my opinion, it's the worst food that you can eat. It's a liquid form of meat. I always tell my patients, God made cow's milk for calves.
Yeah, you're not supposed to nurse on a cow. Well, you know, let's look at this. So I've been looking it up, and reports, you can even search the internet and find this, folks. If you eat less animal protein foods, you'll have less gout, less hiatal hernia, less constipation, less hemorrhoids, varicose veins, kidney disease, and fewer risks of food poisoning. So, because a lot of the food poisoning comes from the meat.
Yes, you know, if you're on a mostly plant-based diet, you can eliminate pretty much most of the diseases that we suffer with.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just that simple.
So, okay, so let's say we have some listeners out there, pray we do, saying, you know, you convinced me. I'm gonna change to my lifestyle, the way I eat. But, you know, a lot of people say, goodness, vegetables, fruits, and especially the organic, very expensive. How am I supposed to do that? Do you have any tips for those out there who would be shopping for a healthier diet, how they can afford that?
You know, a lot of people do bring in the expenses of eating a healthier diet. My point is, it's best to eat healthy foods. In the long run, you're going to be healthy versus eating, you know, anything off the dollar menu. Because eventually the foods off the dollar menu is going to cause diseases, which you're going to have to pay money for drugs, surgery. So in the long run, eating healthier foods is much cheaper than death.
Oh, it smells a lot better, too.
Yes.
I mean, I say that a lot. You know, I mean, I'd rather spend the money at the checkout than in the doctor's office.
That's
I'd rather
correct.
Spend the time in the kitchen making my own food than waiting to be scanned, you know.
Yes.
And you know, in some sort of hospital study, so you're spot on there.
Right.
I know I have to laugh at this one comment your publisher sent over. You say, my doctor said that aside from my high blood pressure and diabetes, I'm healthy, so why should I change my lifestyle?
Well, I get that a lot from patients, you know, or sometimes I go to churches, and I actually heard that comment at a church. It was a lady, she was very obese, and that's what she told me, and she actually considered herself healthy because she only had two diseases. And I had to enlighten her that, you know, a diseased body is not healthy. A healthy body has no diseases, and the world's healthcare system has people thinking now if they have one, two, or three diseases, since they don't have four or five, they're pretty healthy.
Yeah, they're ahead of the game, right? Well, hey, according to, as you point out in your book, according to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but in the end is the way of death.
Yes, yes.
So,
you know,
definitely.
If you don't know any better, the world's healthcare system, it does seem like it's the right way to go. Everybody else has done it. They don't give you any other options to choose. They'll tell you that their way is the only way. And it does seem right, but I can speak for family members and friends that I know who have walked down that path. That end result, sadly, was death.
Yes, and we're almost out of time, Dr. Hill. And, you know, we ultimately, like you say, we have to be our own doctors. We can't afford to be sick these days, and it's just so easy when we follow God's outline. It's just awesome. Yes. So I encourage everyone out there to pick up Dr. Malcolm Hill's book, God's Healthcare Plan, Amazon.com, or you can go to Dr. Hill's website, HealingMinistriesPublishing.com, and pick up his book. It'll make a great gift, and put it in your health library. I know you'll reference it quite a bit. Well, you've been a delight, Dr. Hill. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, you take care.
You do the same.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, don't forget, God's healthcare plan. Put that on your list, your shopping list. You got to get that, and be enlightened. God encourages us all to take better care of it. It's the temple. We got to take care of it. We have that responsibility. That's right. The Holy Spirit doesn't want to live in a dump. You know, that's true. Hey, I'm out of time, but I'll be back Thursday. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any products or therapy. With Wendy Wilson, until next time, be well.